can't donate? No problem. Help by spreading the word. Tell a friend, share on social media, let's reach more people. Because no one should battle winter alone. Call 0960-318018 for more information. Winter Warmer Campaign. Your warmth, their hope.
Condemns suspension of export tax on copper concentrate. Nyimba Member of Parliament urges FRA to double maize purchase target. And US demands $15,000 deposit for visa applicants from Zambia and Malawi. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Opposition Green Party President and mining expert Peter Sinkamba has condemned the government's decision to suspend the export tax on copper concentrate, describing it as a major setback for the mining sector. The suspension was announced yesterday by Minister of Finance and National Planning Stumbeko Msoko Twane, who stated that the move is aimed at boosting local mineral processing and attracting investment. However, in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Sinkamba questioned the logic behind removing a revenue-generating tax at a time when the country is in need of increased fiscal inflows. This is one of the worst mistakes government has made in the mining sector, and removing the export tax will result in significant loss of government revenue, which will ultimately affect service delivery, said Mr. Sinkamba. He explained that the export duties are primarily imposed to discourage the export of raw materials and to promote value addition within the country, adding that eliminating such taxes, he warned, undermines that goal. Mr. Sinkamba also expressed concern that the decision sends mixed signals to investors, saying it reflects policy inconsistency under the UPND administration.
Because the very reason why they are imposed is to encourage local processing and value addition, so that when you export your particular product, you are going to sell that product on a higher price and thereby increase the revenue that comes into the country. So the minister is telling a lie that he's going to push local processing. It doesn't make sense. At least when you export cathodes, which have been processed up to a level where the value addition.
The United States government has ordered the immediate withdrawal of all its personnel from Kitwe and surrounding areas affected by the recent Sinometals tailings dam spill in Chambishi. According to a statement posted on their official Facebook page, the spill has contaminated the environment with hazardous substances, including arsenic, uranium, and other heavy metals, adding that these contaminants pose both immediate and long-term health risks, particularly as they continue to persist in water, soil, and potentially the air. The statement further read that the U.S. government expressed concern that the toxic substances may become airborne, further increasing health risks through inhalation. Consequently, American personnel have been evacuated from Chambishi town, areas along the Chambishi stream and Mwambashi River up to the Mwambashi Kafue confluence, as well as from Kitwe town. The U.S. personnel have also been instructed to avoid any travel to Kitwe that would require them to drink or consume food prepared with municipally sourced water. The U.S. Embassy has advised American citizens in and around the Sinometals leach mine area, including downstream regions towards Kitwe, to take strict precautions to avoid exposure to potentially contaminated water and food. Himba Member of Parliament Menyani Zulu has called on government through the Food Reserve Agency FRA to increase its maize purchase target from 500,000 metric tons to 1 million metric tons. Mr. Zulu said that the increase is crucial as it aligns with government's recent directive to farmers under the Farmer Input Support Program FISIP to sell at least 10 of their 50 kg bags to the FRA. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Zulu noted that the higher tonnage would enable FRA to secure sufficient stocks for both domestic consumption and export without threatening national food security. This increase will also enable FRA to have enough maize for export without jeopardizing food reserves, said Mr. Zulu. He added that such a move would ease the current anxiety among farmers who fear being excluded from the 2025-2026 Farmer Input Support Program FISIP if they fail to deliver their produce to the agency.
Find money from anywhere. Let's move from that 500 we've given FRA to buy. Let's move to 1 million tonnage. This 1 million tonnage, government is going to make money because they are going to, this is the tonnage now. They should be exporting. This is the tonnage we should be looking beyond our borders. This is the tonnage we should be start bringing forex in our nation. Okay. Because look, as a nation, we shouldn't, our foreign earnings shouldn't just based on exporting copper or minerals. We should look at agro-pay.
The Anti-Voter Apathy Project, AVAP, has called for peaceful conduct from all political parties and voters ahead of the parliamentary by-election scheduled for tomorrow, August 7, 2025, in Mfuwe constituency of Lavushimanda district of Mchinga province. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, AVAP Executive Director Richo Mulwani urged political players to prioritize peace over violence, noting that past incidents of election-related violence have led to unnecessary injuries and the loss of innocent lives. Mr. Mulwani further cautioned political parties and candidates against engaging in electoral malpractice, particularly vote buying, as campaigns officially close today at 18 hours. AVAP has witnessed elections being nullified due to vote buying, which must be avoided at all costs, and no form of violence or malpractice should be promoted, said Mr. Mulwani. He also commended the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, for deploying 500 uniformed officers to the area, saying their presence is expected to foster a safe and peaceful environment during the period.
You know that that is just to create an environment where everyone will be guaranteed in terms of that protection, human rights protection. So our advice is that political parties must really be accountable to the people. They must really campaign in a very free environment. They should not fear anything, but they have to put their message across. But also advice goes to the voters, that the voters should not fear anything. Let them go and express their right to vote tomorrow. Let them, vote for their own preferred candidate without being coerced by anyone.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to listen to more on radio station. I'm listening on the business side after a long holiday. Last reported to you last week Friday. Straight into business, 1.33 is a pound, 1.16 that is euro, and of course, all dollar 0.64, 1.09 that is a Chinese one. Since African rand, again, it's all pushing back against all the tariffs against the US back to 17.84. Remember, it's powered up into the levels of 18 to 18.3. Rand down well again. 87.73, Indian rupee spiraling. I think it's the issue of the tariffs with Russia, oil issues are there. And 7.18, that is for you, Chinese one. 1.09, actually, that was New Zealand dollar, 175.35 Japanese yen. On the commodity side, I've seen the corn, which is maize, $400 a ton, 507.50. That is the wheat with 1 month more to go, so before we start harvesting in Zambia. 2 months, actually. 992.25, that's soybeans come down. 3365.23, that is for you, the gold, an ounce, 9686.00. That is a copper price, 15190 nickel, and those are flying jet fuel on a $66.21 a barrel and 668.68. That's Brent crude. Stock markets have seen put 300 and 166, and checking on our Bloomberg and 44383. Dow Jones, Luce doing well, 21449. I think report out of Luce is that last month was one of the best trades they've ever had, and of course AECI, where experts are concerned, are the ones leading with almost
240,000 kwacha traded yesterday. The share price is 100 kwacha. Actually, it's 100 kwacha per share and 70 on Airtel vis-a-vis. And to all of you at the kwacha,